Good morning. We're continuing Chayaldim Klaus Samach Ches. And we've learned some of your tests. We're dealing with this issue of a chiyuv of an individual to travel in order to do a mitzvah. So he raises the question, is the chiyuv effective prior to the zman? So even if you say that I'm a chiyuv to travel for a mitzvah, maybe that's only true once the zman comes. But prior to the zman of the mitzvah, I'm not mechuyev to travel because I don't have a chiyuv in the mitzvah yet. There's a gemara in Zvachim, which is he brings a gemara in Zvachim, which says that the chiyuv of the Karban Pesach is only effective once Chatzos of Erev Pesach comes. Only in effect once Erev Pesach comes after Chatzos. So a person has a relative which is nifter, one of the Zion Krovim, before Chatzos, he's an Oinim when the Zman comes, and he's potter from the mitzvah. So see, the mitzvah only is chala effective at that point in time. Rashi says a language in Psochim and Afsambotes, Mikami Hochilo Rami Chiyube Alayu. Before the Zman, the Chiyub isn't here yet. You don't have a Chiyub yet. This is difficult to understand, this concept. So so according to that, theoretically, before Sukkot, I'm not mechiv to build a Sukkot because the chiyuv isn't here yet. And when Sukkot comes, I need to eat, and I'm an honest, I can't build a Sukkot on Yom Tov. So I said, build Sukkot on Yom Tov. I'm not mechiv to purchase a dalad minim before Sukkot because the mitzvah isn't here yet. Comes the first day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to buy things on Yom Tov. So nobody's willing to sell it, give it to me for free, so I'm potter. Obviously, we know that that's not true. A person has a chiyuv to prepare for the purpose of mitzvahs, for the function of mitzvahs. This concept seems to be difficult to understand. The Nesivus HaMishpat wrote a sefer on Hilchos Pesach called Makor Chayim. So Makor Chayim brings a raya from a Gemara in Chulin that a person is mechuyev to prepare himself and seek out the mitzvah, as it were. He brings a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara discusses, is one mechuyev to go and seek out bird's nests to do the mitzvah shiluach hakein? So the pasuk says, ki yikore kanti per lefanecha. You're only mechuyev if it happened, you happened to chance upon one. It was a b'mikra. So what's the shakat ha'ar Gemara? I would think I'm mechuyev to go in the har megvos, go and seek out in the mountains and the hills bird's nests to do mitzvah hakein. I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm not mechuyev. Of course not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev to go look for mitzvahs. If I come to the situation, I have a bird's nest, I have a mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev to go prepare, get the mitzvah. You see, something more that that's not true. That the assumption would have been that I'm mechuyev to go get the mitzvah, put myself into a situation where I'm chayev, do something to create my chiyev. I need a pasuk to tell me that my shliach hakein, that's not true. So we means we're not for this swara. A person would be mechuyev to do whatever it takes to be able to be mechayev in the mitzvah of shiluach hakein or any other mitzvah. So the assumption is a person is mechuyev to do that. I mentioned this once before in Shir that my brother-in-law Howard Rosen, his father-in-law Zichro Livracha Rabbi Aaron Biarski, was a talmid in the yeshiva in Radin. And then in the year 1940, because Radin had been invaded by the Russians, so the Bnei Yeshiva went to Lithuania, which was still not independent at that point in time. And he spent the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot in Telz. And the Shabbos Shuvah Drush of the Telz Rav was a shaila that there was a set of dalad minim in the city of Telz, but because of all of the war and everything which was going on, so transportation was very difficult, and import and export was minimized, so many of the cities, the smaller towns near Telz, did not have a set of dalad minim. And the question was, were the Bachram and the Yeshiva allowed to leave Telz after Yom Kippur, after the Zman and Yeshiva was over, after Yom Kippur, to go home to their families in these other towns, thereby ending up without a set of Dalad Minim for the Yom Tov of Sukkos, or were they mechuyev to stay in tells, which had a set of dalam minim? Everybody would take their turn in the shul to be mekayim in the mitzvah of dalam minim. So they would be able to be mekayim in the mitzvah. They would not be allowed to go home, because by doing that, they're losing their... And he based his drasha on this chayyadim's discussion over here. Do they have a chiyuv of the mitzvah before the zman of the mitzvah or not? So according to the chayyadim, one would be, there's no chiyuv, you're allowed to leave. According to this argument of the Mekor Chayim, one would not be allowed to leave because the person has a chiyuv to be mechaper zachar mitzvah. Obviously, a person has a chiyuv to not be mafkir yourself from a mitzvah by leaving when you have an opportunity for the mitzvah available here and not there. I do not recall the Dabaneni, I do not recall what the final decision of the Telzer Rav was in that regard, what Rabbi Ryarsky told me. But this is the discussion that he's referring to. There are other rayas in this regard that the person does have a chiyuv. We're not going to talk about them, but Tosfos in Psachim, in the beginning of the Masechta, deals with the issue of was the person chayiv in Korban Pesach? Was he mechuyev the other regal for Korban Pesach? Or was he not mechuyev the other regal for Korban Pesach? Once you're in Yerushalayim, obviously you have a chiyuv to be in Korban Pesach. If you're not there, you're not there. But so the Gemara's Masha that Rabbi Huda from the Tzibin didn't do a Leah the Regal. So Tosfos grapples with why didn't he do a Leah the Regal? And why was he not bringing a Korban Pesach? Was he mechuyev to put himself in the situation of the chiyuv or not? And there's a discussion amongst the Achronim in that regard. So that's tomorrow, and welcome to that topic. Be'ez Hashem, in the next year, we're going back to the discussion of the financial obligations one has towards mitzvahs. And one other topic will be, what about if the issue is not money or not tircha, it's the potential damage to a person's limb. What about that situation? Have a good day.